Now, I'm delighted to welcome a lady called Geraldine. Now, Geraldine is the parent of a disabled child, and she's had the unfortunate experience of having to take a school to a tribunal for discriminating against her son. And she's also written a book which is free and available to just outline her experience so that people going through similar ones will have some help in that way, because she had to do it all on her own. She's since gone on to write other books and since has now set up her own business. This is one really, really interesting lady. I'm delighted to meet her. So good morning, Geraldine. Thank you very much for coming.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
Now, I guess the first thing is, because I know that you had this... You had some trouble with the school, you had to take them to the tribunal. How did that come about? What was the instigator of that?
Well, my son started off in special school when he was very young, and we thought that was the right decision for him. So we worked for quite a few years to get him to a really high standard, and we all felt that was visually impaired services, mobility services, that he was right for mainstream.
Yeah.
So we didn't take that decision lightly. Yeah. So when we finally got him into mainstream, we were absolutely shocked that they came up with a string of excuses why he couldn't stay there. So, for instance, one of them was, Sam needs things reiterating to him and it's causing a disturbance. Well, he was five. Any five-year-old child, might.
Yeah.
So, and another one was...
Fairly typical, that, for a five-year-old child.
Absolutely. And another one was, Sam needs help using the pee equipment and it's causing cues. So, you know, we were devastated.
Yeah. So that must have been a really massive decision to take a school onto a tribunal.
I think it has been one of the hardest things I've ever done in my life emotionally, because I just wanted him to have a fair chance. But the things they were saying about my son, I couldn't allow it, so I had to get justice for him.
How long did the tribunal last? How long before you thought to, I've got to do this to get the judgment, which you actually won?
Yeah, 1.5 years.
Oh!
Yeah, so hence I had a breakdown, which again, I'm not ashamed of. It was a very hard thing to do because I had to learn the law very fast.
And did you get any help with preparing your case, or did you have to do that all yourself?
I did most of it myself, and then I found a charity called IPSIA, and they helped me. Yeah. But what people have to understand, and what I've written in my free parent book, and you can get that at www.inclusivechoice.com, is that you have to know how to use technology. You have to read endless information about the law, and I've collated all that for parents of disabled children.
So you've written this book, and you've made it available free.
Yeah.
What was the driver to write this book, and how easy did you find it to write?
The driver was that I had a breakdown. So even though I had my husband at the end of the day to help me and we could talk it through, I just couldn't cope with the constant pressure of having to pull a legal case together, which is really hard.
Yeah, understandable. So where did the free book come from? What was that a sort of a look at your experience, and did you find that therapeutic?
Yeah, I think after I'd finished being angry, if you like, I realised that there must be so many other parents out there that need the information that really, in a way, made me ill trying to collate it all and trying to understand. So I wrote the book so I could help other parents and try and avoid them going through what I went through.
Why free?
I don't think it would be acceptable for me to try and make money out of something that I'm so passionate about, which is free information. And it wouldn't be okay if some parents could afford the book and others couldn't.
Now, you've never written a book before, so how easy did you find it and how long did it take you to write?
Horrendous, because I left...
Flash of honesty there, Geraldine.
Really, I left school with no qualifications. I have dyslexia as well, so mostly when I write things, it's chaos on the paper.
Yeah.
So I sent my idea to a publishing company, basically told them that it's all in my head, but I have difficulty making sense of things, and they supported me with proofreading everything I did, and so did my husband.
Wow. And how long did it take you?
I think it took me about 6 months to write the parent book, because I was very cross and I wrote very fast. and I think in that time, what I realised is all I ever wanted was for the school to sit down and talk to me and to do what they should do, is educate my son. And so I think my passion really kept me going.
How long has it been available and how has it been received?
Well, it's been available for about a year now.
Yeah.
And as I said, it's free to download off my website. Not as well as I'd like, because I'm so grateful to you for allowing me to come on your radio show, because I need parents to know it's out there and it's free.
Yeah.
And I'd like schools to really give this book for free to any parent with a disabled child. so they can know their rights.
Well, we'll have a chat off air because we might be able to help you with that.
Thank you.
You've since gone on to write other books, haven't you?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, you this lady's got this massive problem that she wins, yeah. And then you have a breakdown and you come out of that, thankfully.
Yeah.
And now we've got an author.
Yeah.
I mean, how many other books have you written?
Okay, so I've got one at the moment on Amazon that's just been published, and I've got another one coming out in May. And again, it's around the same issues, but what I've done is, instead of being bitter, I've realised the schools, most schools, just don't necessarily understand the law when it applies to the Equality Act, when it applies to our disabled children.
Yeah.
So my books are written very simply, because they have to be, because that's the way I think and I write. And they're just about the law and what they need to do, and they've been received really, really well.
It's an incredible story, and it doesn't finish there. So you've written four books, and then you go on and you set up your own company in a particularly difficult time to set up your own company. Why?
My passion. I think that even though I had my husband to support me, I still didn't cope, and I did get to a stage where I just didn't want to wake up in the morning, and that's just not okay. And I realized if I could design really good training courses, I could prevent other schools from making the mistake that the school made with my son. So I developed my company called Inclusive Choice Consultancy. So I train parents now in the law, and I train schools.
I'm frightened to ask this question, but has that been well received as well? Because you're a fairly dynamic lady from you create this background of, well, I've no qualification in this, but all of a sudden this powerful business lady I'm sitting in front of, the sort of insecure young lady's gone totally.
Oh, you're making me feel great now. I'm very proud of Manchester City Council, which is where I'm based, because they accepted that I had no choice but to take the school to tribunal. They've got over that now.
Yeah.
And they've given me the contract, and I train every single school in Manchester, every high school, primary and nursery school. So, it's done very well.
I'm a bit nervous about asking this question because I think the answer might be the world. What's the next thing for Geraldine? Where are you going now? Because you're such a powerhouse, you're not going to stop, are you?
Absolutely not, no. What I really want to do, so if there's any MPs out there listening, I need to get an MP on board. I need them to get behind me because I want to become a government advisor. I know there are better ways to get our tribunal rates down and to include disabled children better in our education system. I need to be in as a government advisor, so...
I've got this terrible feeling, Geraldine, if you want to do it... you are going to do it, you know. Now, I just generally about Geraldine, and I take it you're fit and well now, you look fit and well.
I am, yes.
Is part of that getting to the position you are now, all this extra work and responsibility and success that you've had, does that make you forget the bad times and you're looking positively at life now?
No, because I think as the parent of a child with disabilities, I'm always... thinking, right, what next?
Yeah.
For instance, I'm thinking about high school now for Sam. He's 10, so it has to be the right school. So I'm always grounded in parent first, family person first. But I think what spurs me on is that my son is in a different school now because I won the right to put him in a new school. He's absolutely thriving.
Yeah.
Why? Because the school had the right attitude and they've had my training.
Do you feel that, I mean, taking on the education authority is a massive task. Do you feel that you are starting to make a difference?
Absolutely, I know so. And I think in Manchester, because I don't just train in Manchester, I go all over the country now.
Yeah.
I think we are making a difference, and that is why I'm going to carry on.
Yeah. Just to wrap it up, because I know that, what, just to let you know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm hoping that to get Geraldine on our Thursday night show with Wendy Joseph. So if you're listening, Wendy, I'll talk to you about that. So she'll come back again. But what's the free book called, first of all?
It's called A Parent's Guide to the Equality Act for Their Disabled Child.
And it's give us the email address that the people can download it from.
It's www.inclusivechoice.com.
Yeah. Now, you've written, what, three or four other books?
I have.
What are they all called?
You can get them from Amazon. If you
Amazon.
Type in Geraldine Hills, my books will come up.
Come up there.
Yeah.
And they can purchase those.
Yeah, and it's called The Equality Act.
And who are they published by?
Routledge.
Geraldine, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. It's not, well, I get a lot of very, very powerful ladies in here, but you're up there on the scale.
Oh, thank you.
If we're on the Top Gear scale, you'd be up near the top for speed around the track. Geraldine, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much.
My thanks once again to Geraldine, a lovely, lovely lady. A classic example to all of us, I think, that a lady who is forced with a problem with a disabled child, takes the system on, beats the system, learns from, then has a nervous breakdown because of the pressures she took under, overcomes that. What didn't come out of the interview, because I didn't realise it until she gave me a card after that, while she was doing all that, she actually got a BA honours degree to assist her to prepare for the judgment that she went against, got against the schools. And then she goes on to write a book, which is made available free, and we'll give you more information about that if you're interested. And then she's gone on to create a business and now just training, and been very successful. And in the meantime, writes three or four other books. I like listening to ladies like that.